I got back from Australia around Melbourne about 5 weeks ago, and it's a trip we do every year for 6 or 7 weeks. We go out there racing in sort of January and early February every year, and then I stayed in the Gold Coast where the games is actually for around 6 months in 2015. So I know it all very well.
Does that mean you've been able to get a chance to go and physically have a look at the course and what's going to be happening?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It'd be a big benefit as well. I stayed on the course, really, so I know the roads really well. I used to train on them. Yeah, know it really well.
What's the course like, then? I watched a little jazzy YouTube video earlier on that made it look really exciting.
Yeah, it's surprisingly hard, actually. A lot of people sort of said it's quite flat, but I know it well, and there's some quite hard climbs. It's about 160k, so I think it'll surprise people and be harder than they think.
I saw some stuff earlier about maybe it'll favour sprinters and it's not as up and down and hilly and mountainous as previous courses, but you still think it's going to be
a
challenge?
People have been saying that. And there's people like Mark Cavendish going. They'll be looking at, you know, trying to win a medal. But it's you know, I think it's going to be tougher than people think, to be honest. The climbs are only short, but they're quite steep. And it's repetitive because we do a lot of laps, so, you know, they'll be coming round every 10 minutes.
And being part of the road team, people who don't know about cycling, talk us through the different disciplines within the road side of things.
On the road side of things, there's you've got your track, which is all the indoor stuff, and then you've got your road race, which is normally over 100 miles, teams of six. It's an individual event, and then you've got the time trial, which is pretty much basically on your own, and timed fastest you can go for, say, 40k. So yeah,
do you have a preference? Which one do you like the most?
The road racing, I think, suits me the most. I've not done too much time trial in the past, so I think the road race is something that suits me more.
And I guess therefore it's an opportunity for you to try something that you're not that familiar with, along with something that you like doing and you're very well used to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it'd definitely be a good experience to do. I've not done a lot, but I have done some in races, so it'd be good to do both.
Is there enough opportunity for you, do you think, to maybe take in a bit more of this big stage event kind of stuff, an opening ceremony, a closing ceremony, something like that?
Hopefully. I think we land about 4 hours before the opening ceremony, so I'm not sure if we'll get to see that one. And then our last race is on the 14th, which is a day before it ends, so hopefully once we're done racing, we can go to the closing ceremony. And the great thing with the games is all the different sports, which we never really get to see. So, you know, maybe on the 15th we can even go and, you know, see some other athletes competing.
Yeah, I guess that's something else that's very different, isn't it, to watching cycling. You can maybe watch one or two other cycling events if you're at a track event, but out on the road, you're either doing it or you're getting ready for it.
Yeah, it's just be great to be around different athletes and sort of see how they do stuff. Yeah, it's and if you can go and see any of it on the 15th, it'd be good.
Will you be able to take things from other athletes? Will you be able to pick bits and bobs out and cherry pick different things that they do?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff overlaps in sport. There's always stuff to learn. It's different with all the sports. So, like, the swimmers have all the qualifying and stuff, but we didn't have that. It's just on sort of one day, one opportunity. So it's good to see how different they all are.
You've got a great story about who's coming to support you and a bit of a coincidence that's led to doubling up in the family.
Yeah, it is, yeah. I've got my lovely fiancée, Rosie, with her sister, Ruby, coming out to watch. And Ruby's boyfriend is actually competing as well for Jamaica in the rugby. So there's two of us in the same family, which is pretty cool.
Does the schedule allow them to get to both?
Yeah, hopefully. I think his is quite early on, so it's a few days before mine. So I think they're going to fly out on the 7th, watch his rugby and then watch his cycling, and then hopefully have a few days after the games all together to sort of enjoy it. It'd
be a terrible thing if your events clashed, making them choose.
Yeah, it would, yeah. hopefully they go with me.
And just in terms of support, we touched right at the top of the programme on how much you travel the world for your cycling. Is it a bit different to have not just your own family, but to have this sort of magnitude of crowd? I was reading some stuff today. The TV audience for the cycling, they're expected to be 1.5 billion around the world. The actual course itself is open, it's free, anybody can come and watch.
Yeah, it's quite a unique sport, really, because, you know, any cycling event, whether it be the sort of Tour of Yorkshire or Tour of Britain, is all open to the public. You know, there's no tickets, or so people can just turn up and watch it. The crowds, they get are huge. So, yeah, it'd be... quite special.